I was thinking of one of them where I lived in Dawson Park, and I think I have the most of it anyway. I don't want to make it much, it's no good. On the 16th day of August, right well I do recall, we left the house. Join on that, Noel?
If you like, sure. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Whatever you like.
Then we rode on board our schooner that was anchored close at hand. Now the wind had gone, but a mighty current was sweeping on the land. So now we have our bait on board and eager to set our trawls. But the skipper didn't like it. I mean those sudden squalls. For sudden squalls began to rise and make her jump around. And then the very next moment, not a Brit was to be found. We waited long for a steady breeze. 'Twas almost 12 o'clock when a fine brace breeze came to us and took us from the rocks. And then we lay an hour more, completely becalmed. We had no power, only the sails, to keep her off the land. When all upon a sudden, I heard the skipper yell, "Let run the mainsail quickly, boys, and the other sails as well." We all rushed to the mainsail and quickly had it down. And at that very moment, the wind was too storm. We took the mainsail and the rest and threw all to the starboard side, knocking the skipper across the wheel and two boys over her side. Now those boys grabbed hold of reef points and soon were safe on deck. While others helped the skipper, we were a total wreck, with our foreboom smashed in pieces and she running for the rocks. The sheets and pins had broken now and caused the peak to drop. Oh my. The foresail lay o'er the starboard bow, and this with wind was full, which was impossible to get in, however hard we'd pull. While every second she neared the land, with sea running mighty high, we all thought at that moment our end was very nigh. But a back squall struck the foresail, then with a steady hand, the wheel was spun to starboard, and she soon got off the land. Then we went back through to Passy, and there we told our tale, and with the help of our good neighbors, repaired our booms and sail. Now don't hug the rocks as we did while the wind blows off the shore. From Baker's Head up to Cape Point, we won't be caught no more. So now my song is ended, Thank God we're safe once more, after having it out with old Neptune and Cape Point stretcher ashore.
Boy, that's a great song. That's your own song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. When I met myself, you know.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it's a
that's true, you know. Just yeah. You don't understand about this racket now, you know.
Yeah.
The mainstay is a great big sail, you know. Oh, a very big sail. She's about 75 feet from one end to the other, you know.
Right. Well, shorty, right here, huh?
Yeah.
Come here.